Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head softball coach Sheridan Zika and Humboldt head baseball coach Jason Thurm. The Humboldt softball team saw their season come to a close last Saturday night in a 10-0 four-inning loss to the fifth-ranked in Class 3A Prairie City Monroe Mustangs in the Class 3A Region 6 semifinal in Monroe. The Wildcats wrapped up the season with a 13-19 overall mark and finished at 6-8 in the North Central Conference, tied with Webster City and Iowa Falls Holden for fourth in the conference. I caught up with Zika post-game in Monroe Saturday night to discuss the semifinal round loss and the season.
There's no other words to say other than this stings and it sucks.
What was the message to the group there in the post game?
We just talked about whether or not the girls realize how much talent they actually have and what they are capable of and things that the whole community can see and whether or not they truly believe in themselves to do those things that we all know that they're capable of. We talked about grit and mental toughness and coming off the bus with a certain swagger to us and how those things are necessary to playing well and not easing in to a win or easing into a competition. We have to be the ones to throw the first punch, and that was kind of our MO, especially at the beginning of the season and in this game. We didn't throw any punches early on, and we just took the beating and waited too long to react.
So, Coach, you know, you had a lengthy chat, obviously, the last time you'd be on the field with this 2026 group. What was the conversations like post-game with the group for the final time?
We thanked our four seniors, first and foremost, Abby Armitage, Elise Olson, Claire Dielman, Gracie Lyon out there. All four of them are phenomenal. They're great leaders, and they're good people. And it makes it easier to build a team atmosphere around those types of kids. And they led the charge this summer, and they did a good job at that. And then we talked about the young ones coming through and what they need to do and what the offseason is going to look like. And we talked about, you've got to put in the work or you're going to get left behind, because we're moving forward and we're going to climb a mountain and we're going to be standing at the top of it at the end of next season.
Well, Coach, especially, you know, towards the end of the season, how this team really started to play some really good softball. What are some of those encouraging signs you saw this year moving into next year?
Towards the end, we had more mature at-bats. We worked counts. We had trust in our defense. We had situational awareness, things like that that don't come without experience or age. And for being mostly a young group, I thought that we adapted pretty well throughout the end of the season. And carrying that over into next season is going to be really crucial.
First season as Humboldt softball head coach, what was it like leading a program that you heard much about, coaching at Southeast Valley, now coming up here with his Wildcat team?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was very intimidated at first. This program has such a rich tradition and culture, and I was intimidated, and there's a lot of rumors going around and all these kinds of things, but I've really enjoyed it. I've loved being able to just coach, and I've loved the support from the community, and the parents have been phenomenal. The work ethic that these girls have and their drive to want to be better is something that is encouraging, and it makes it easier. I actually got a text the other day from my old assistant who said that I looked happier, and I am, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for the Humboldt community.
No, the season just wrapping up. Any thoughts about 2027, a year from now, for the program?
We're going to hit the ground running. I told them once volleyball's over, we're back in the gym and we're going to get back to work. Our pitchers have to wheel and deal. We've got to get in the circle and we've got to be competitive there. And then in the box, we've got to know what we're looking for. We have to pick better pitches. We have to have better pitch selection, and we have to be able to attack and know what we're going after so that we can be the one throwing punches instead of taking them.
Well, Coach, congratulations on getting to the regional semifinal round in your first season with the program. We wish you guys best of luck going into 2027.
Thank you. Go Cats.
The Humboldt baseball team saw their season come to a close in an 8-2 road loss in Waverly to the Waverly Shell Rock GoHawks in the Class 3A Substate 2 semifinal round game. The Wildcats ramped up the season at 21-9 overall and 10-4 in the North Central Conference, third in the conference. I caught up with Thurm post-game in Waverly Monday to discuss the semifinal round loss and the season.
Boys slept it on the field tonight. Didn't turn out the way that we wanted to, obviously, but happy with the way we competed and the effort that we gave. And you know, unfortunately, we had to see our season come to the end tonight. But boys did what they did all year long. They competed, great attitudes and effort, and we just ran into a good team.
Grant Goodell gets the start tonight, second start of the season, and he looked good there, first four innings, especially with navigating through base runners and keeping this a 2-1 ball game.
Yeah, Grant's going to be a good one, and he's come a long way just in this year. Puts in the time, he does things the right way, and he's just going to keep getting better and better. And this is great experience for him to be able to come out in this situation and keep us close. And he's going to be pitching in bigger games later on in his career. So we'll just chalk this up to experience, and he'll continue to work, and he's going to get better and better. But yeah, we were right with him early part of the game, and then we gave up that big inning, and you know, they were able to get a little breathing room.
Coach, with it coming to a close here in the sub-state semi, you had one final meeting with your team. What was the message there in that final meeting as a unit here?
As a coach, it's just that's the hardest part of the year. You go through so much together, you put in so much time together, and it's the last time that we'll have this group together like this. So it's that finality of it all is pretty sad, and it gets a little emotional there. But just you got to look at the big picture with it, not just one game. We wanted to win this game, but unfortunately we were on the other side of it tonight. And you got to look at the big picture. We had a great season, and it wasn't by accident. These guys do things the right way. They work at it. You go to the weight room, and those guys are in there, and they're giving maximum effort. They're not skipping anything. You go to a practice, it's the same type of thing. Everything they do, they leave it out there, and they can stand in front of the mirror every night and be proud of the effort that they gave. And, you know, the seniors are going to move on, and they're going to be doing other things, but you just want to keep that same mentality where it's just I'm giving everything I have, and we'll let things fall the way they do, but I'm going to make sure that I'm bringing my best, and I feel like our team did that too. So tonight's sad, and it's hard because it was a fun group, fun season. It's hard to see that end. Just absolutely love them.
And Coach, if you had to look back at this 2026 season now wrapping up here with a record of 21-9, a season that has had a lot of dominating effects on the offensive side with a lot of top five statistical category finishes there as a team, how would you look back at this 2026 group?
I think you got to start with the offense. We hit the ball well, had great at-bats, just a super lineup 1-9, and it was fun. Guys went to work up there, able to get teams a number of different ways. We had great team speed, were able to put pressure on teams on the base pass, but hit the ball hard, hit the ball far, a lot of power, a lot of doubles, a lot of home runs, just the dynamic athletes that we have, you know, a lot of triple and just a lot of slug in general. So it was fun to watch those guys do that. Defensively, I feel like probably a little bit of an underrated team. Just that really good defense, too. I don't know where we fell out, you know, where it's going to fall, but just looking at it from a fielding percentage, we were pretty close to being one of the better teams that we've had here, and that's outstanding. And just like the guts that our pitching staff showed, we had some guys that step up this year, and they did, and they gave us innings. You know, they went out and they competed and gave us chances to win, and we did that more times than not. So extremely proud of the group, proud of their effort, and we'll definitely look back on a lot of great things for this season.
Seniors also meant a lot in a big way for this team.
Good leaders, great guys, love those guys. You got the twins, they're so fun to watch. They're just unbelievable quickness and speed, and you know, they put so much pressure on the defense with that, and I feel like they've come a long way too. You look at Jackson just took the reins behind the plate this year, and he did a super job. He set the tone for us. He left everything he had out there each night, and just really set a good tempo for us. And then Chase out there in center field running all over the place, so fun to watch him. And you know, balls that were hit that looked like they were going to fall, and just he come out of nowhere and turn it into a no-fly zone out there. And then Valley just did it all over the place for us. Very unselfish, didn't matter where we put him or plugged him in, he was going to go out and give his best effort. And what an offensive player. He so much slug there. Looking at his stats, just unbelievable. The doubles, triples, the home runs, stolen bases, sweet left-handed swing, tremendous bat quickness, and what a dynamic player he was too. But just good group, you know, they held guys accountable, and they set a good example for everybody else, and we're definitely going to miss them.
As you look towards 2027, what is this group looking like moving forward after a tough loss in a sub-state semi?
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll pick up the pieces, and we'll regroup with everything. I feel like we have a really good core coming back. We had a lot of guys get great experience this year, and we felt like we had some players on the bench too that probably in a different year might have been forced into action. And you know, we got some guys some pretty good at bats varsity level, but then a lot of JV bats too, so those guys be ready to go. And good thing is these guys love baseball, and they're going to work at it, and we'll get in with the off season and get after that and continue to to pound in the weight room, and we'll be ready to go when next spring comes around.
Well, Coach, we thank you for joining us after this game and all season long as well, and we wish the program best of luck as they move forward going into 2027.
Yeah, and I'd like to personally thank you, Matt. You do an outstanding job. You're completely class all the way around with it. You travel all over the state to give our boys the exposure and the recognition that they deserve, and you do a super job with that too. And Humboldt is so lucky to have you, and we just really appreciate you, so thank you.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you again. Have a great rest of the summer, and look forward to seeing this team back in 2027.
Sounds good, Matt. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.